Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and we are now in the final Mishnah, the first half of it, of the first parak of Masachet Kiddushin, Mishnah Yod, the first part, on Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet at the top of the Amud. Kol ha'ose mitzvah achat, mitivin lo marichin lo yamav v'nochel et ha'aretz. A very strange statement. Statement literally read is, if a person does one mitzvah, then he's given good things from heaven, he's given a long life, and he inherits the land, which we understand to be, at least the Gemara understands to be, the world to come. Anyone who does not do one mitzvah gets none of those things. So, of course, the statement taken at face value is impossible because it is not only possible and plausible, but almost inevitable that somebody will be doing a mitzvah and but also not be doing another mitzvah. So what does this mean? Or mean he? Elu dvarim shadam ochapeyotam teyam alam azavah karen kayemet leolam abam, the famous Mishnah at the beginning of the Masachet Peah. The following are things for which a person earns the benefit in this world, and yet the Karen, the capital, still remains to him for the world to come. Implication being, these are the only mitzvot for which you get any reward in this world. And they list the famous four mitzvot of kibud avim, kibud chasadim, bringing peace between people, and study. So how do we reconcile that? So our Mishnah should read, kol ha'oseh mitzvah achat yitzera uzchuyotav. What it means is that if you are otherwise balanced between good deeds and bad deeds, and you do one extra good deed, then mitivin lo domek shemishikayim et kol ha'torah kula. Then you look like somebody who's fulfilled the entire Torah because you're having a good life. So the implication is that michlal dahana chafilu b'charinami, those four mitzvot, even if they're the only good things you do, that you're still going to have a good life, because those four are clearly set aside. No, Amar Rav Shmaya lamar shimaitash kula machrat. No, the difference between those four and everything else is that in the case of those four, if you were otherwise totally balanced, including the fulfillment of, let's say, kibud avim, that would tip the scales because they're more significant mitzvot. We'll see why a little later. Now, is it really true that you have a greater measure of good than of evil, that you're going to have a good life? For Mina, we have the opposite teaching. If you have more merits than deficiencies, then you have a bad life. It seems like you're somebody who's burnt the entire Torah, and you didn't even leave one letter remaining. Well, we'll see why. But if you have more averot, then you have a good life. It looks like you filled the entire Torah, and you didn't leave anything out. And the notion behind that is that if you have more mitzvot than avirot in this world, you get punished for the avirot, so you can have a full schar in olam haba, and the inverse. So, Rabbi matnitin da'avdin la'yom tav yom bish. Literally, the way Abaye describes it is he says that our Mishnah and that Braita are consistent. And though our Mishnah means is that you have a good day and a bad day. What that means is that you have that the goodness that they describe is in Olam Haba. Rav Amar, no, Hamani Rabbi Yaakov, the Braita is authored by Rabbi Yaakov. Damar Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malaika, and we'll see an expansion on that. There is no reward for mitzvot in this world. According to Rabbi Yaakov de Tanya, therefore he says, if you have more mitzvot than Averot, then you dafka have a difficult life. And all of that difficulty is an atonement for the few things that you did wrong, and then you have a full reward. And there is no mitzvah that's written that has its reward next to it, she'ein t'chiyat ha'mitim t'luyaba. That reward is not referring to t'chiyat ha'mitim. Every time the Torah gives a material reward in this world, it really means a reward in the world to come. What are the two classic examples? Kibud avim k'tiv manyuchim imechol manitavlach. So you should have a long life and have a good life. Shiluach ha'kein k'tiv manitavlach v'rachtaimim. Almost the same wording. Now, Haresha marlo aviv alei lebirav aveli gozalot. So let's say a father says to his son, go climb up to the top of that tower and bring me the birds, the chicks. V'alabirav shilach v'shilachtaim. The kid goes up, sends the mother away. Tal tabanim took the kid, v'chazirato nafalu meit. And on the way down with the chicks, he fell down and died. So, Where is this guy's long life? He fulfilled kibbut avim and shiluach akein and died. What does it mean that you should have a long life and a good life, meaning in the world that's all good and the world that is all eternal? So we're saying, since when did we think that everything like that ever happened? Who says that a son honoring his father by getting the nest actually fell and died? The answer is, Rabbi Yaakov actually saw it happen. He saw a father tell the son, go climb up and get this, and that happened. So he had a reason that what the Torah says means in the world to come. Maybe the kid was thinking about something wrong sexual thoughts or something like that, while he was doing it, and maybe that's why he was punished. The answer is, Machshava Rabbi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Falamasa. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treatment of Am Yisrael, he does not reckon evil thoughts or plans to do bad things as if you did them. And this we'll see a little later on, that if somebody thinks about the possibility that Avodah Zarah is real and that it's worth worshipping, then he does punish you for that. In order to catch Am Yisrael for what they're thinking in their hearts, the answer is, that's what Yaakov himself said. He saw this kid, and the kid fell. So he said, if you think there's schar mitzvah in this world, then why didn't the mitzvah of honoring your parents and sending away the mother and bringing the chicks, why didn't those mitzvot protect him from having that bad thought at a time of danger, and such that he fell? So one way or the other, you see that there is no reward in this world. I have a different question, which is, how'd the kid fall anyways? After all, we have the tradition of Rabbi Elazar that if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you cannot be hurt. You're protected. This is where the common custom came. When people go on a trip, somebody gives them a little money. If they're going on a pleasure trip, somebody gives them some money and says, give this at the end of the road for tzedakah, and then you become a shliach mitzvah. That really is a valid thing. Nonetheless, the sentiment is sweet. And the answer is, hatam halichatan shani. So he said, no, the kid fell down on his way down. The kid fell on his way down. The shliach mitzvah was when he went to the nest, and when he sent it away. But once he's coming down, he's already on his way back. And we would think, maybe shluchei mitzvah are only protected when they're on their way to do the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu protects Shluchei Mitzvah on their way to do the mitzvah and on the way back. The answer is Sulam Ra'u Ahave. The ladder was a weak ladder. That's why the kid fell. The Kviya Hazeka. The possibility of damage was very likely. Anytime that damage is likely, even if you're going to do a mitzvah, you still have to take extra precautions. So what's the proof? Hashem sent Shmuel to go to Beit Lachem to anoint a king. It turned out to be David. And Shmuel said, how can I go? Shaul will hear that I've gone, and he'll kill me. And this is Hashem's command. No, there's no better shliach mitzvah than this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed it by giving him a cover story. Take an animal, say, we're coming to do a korban. Av Yosef, Malay Darshe, Acher, Lahai Krak, Rabbi Yaakov, Barbarte, if Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, had interpreted Laman Yerichun Yamecha the way that his grandson, Rabbi Yaakov, eventually taught it, what we just saw, then Lochata, he wouldn't have sinned. Elisha ben Avuya, the great heretic of the Tanaim, sinned, and one of the reasons one of the explanations given of why he ended up leaving the faith was because he saw a story like this, where a son honored the father by doing this and died. What happened? Some people think that that's exactly what happened. He saw what Rabbi Yaakov saw and gave up his faith. That he saw the tongue of Chutzpit HaMeturgaman, one of the martyrs killed by the Romans, that a pig was dragging his tongue around. A mouth that has produced such beauty and said such beautiful things. He was the Torgaman of Rabbi Gamliel. He used to speak out loud what Rabbi Gamliel would publicize what Rabbi Gamliel taught him. And now it's on the floor. He became an apostate. That's the other version. Rami Rav Tuvi bar Rav Kisna l'Rava. So Rav Tuvi brought a challenge to Rava. Tanan kolose mitzvah achat mitivin lo, our Mishnah. Asa in lo asa lo. Implication is, only if he did a mitzvah that he gets something good. So beforehand, we challenged our ruling by saying, our reading by saying, that we see that even if you do mitzvot, you don't get benefit. And that was Rabbi Yaakov. Now we see the opposite challenge, which is, what, only if you do mitzvot do you have it good? If you sit and don't do an avera, you get a reward as if you did a mitzvah. So even inaction could bring such a good thing. So Marley, what does Rabbi say? That's not just if you're sitting around doing nothing. That's if you're challenged and you're tempted by something and you withstand the temptation and sit there and don't violate, then you get a reward. The story with him, defate hayi matronita, some Roman matron propositioned him. Amar milta umali nafshe shichna v'chiva. So what he did is he found some sort of an excuse, and he filled his body up with all sorts of disgusting stuff. Avda hi milta v'itzi. So she did something to kind of cleanse him. He did some sort of Amma Milta. He said some sort of an incantation and got himself looking all disgusting. So she also did some incantation and healed him. Alright, Tasha Bahu Bibmani. He ran away and hid himself in a particular bathhouse. Tachihavu Eilin betrayin afilu biyamam avu mitziki. It was such a dangerous place vis-a-vis the demons that even if two people would go there, even during the day, this sounds like the story we heard a few daf ago, they'd be hurt by the demons. But he went in there, hid, and stayed all night in order not to give in to the temptation to have relations with this woman. Amrul Rabbanan man natrach. So the next day the rabbi said, who guarded you in that place? Amralahu, he said, Nosei kesar shimruni kol alayla. I had guards of the Caesar who watched me all night. Amrul shemadvar erva bali alchem nitzal taivanu. Maybe what happened is you had the temptation of sexual impropriety and you withstood it. And if he doesn't, somebody will have a miracle happen to him. Anybody who withstands some temptation. And we read the pasuk at the end of, in the middle of Tilim Kuf Gimel, which is written about the Malachim, that those people who are very strong, and strong here means to overcome their own temptation, to do what Hashem says, like Rabbi Tzadok and those who are like him. Tzadok Tavate Mitronita, another story, Rabbi Tzadok, the famous Rabbi Tzadok of the period just before the Churban, was propositioned by a Roman woman. Amarla, Chalash Ludi Boy Velomatsina. He says, I'm weak and I really can't. Ika Midi Lemechal, is there anything to eat? Amarla, Ika Davar Tame. I have some chazer, something not kosher. Amarla, Mainaf Kimina. He said, so what's the difference? If I'm going to do this, David Ha, Achul Ha. We're going to do this, so I'll eat that. Shagrat tanura kaman chale. So that woman heated up the oven in order to cook this treif thing. Solik v'yati v'gave. He jumped and hid inside the oven. Amrali my height said, what is this? Amarla da'avid ha nafil baha. Because he said, anybody who does this falls into here. It was Gehenna. If I knew you were so upset, I wouldn't have bothered you. All right, so again, he had great mesirat nefesh to avoid the temptation. Of kana have kamaz bin dikuli, he was selling baskets. Another, again, a woman propositioned him. Amarla ezel ikshit nafshai. He said, let me go dress up nicely. Soli kanafel mi igra laare. He jumped, went up to the roof, and jumped off the roof in order to avoid this sin. Ata Eliyahu kivle, Eliyahu came, flew down, and caught him. Amarle, atrachtan arba mea parsi, you've bothered me to come 400 parsot to save you. So Amarle migaramli, lavan yuta, he said, you know why? It's because I'm so poor. I'm so poor, I had to sell these baskets. She saw that I was a poor man, she thought she could take advantage of me, etc. Yavle, shifa de dinari, so Eliyahu gave him a whole basket of gold so that he would not be poor anymore and not be reduced to that possibility. Okay, Rami le Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava then challenged Rav Nachman, his Rabbi. Tnan el dvarim shadam oseh otan chavetam alam azelek yarn kevlam abat kibur avem gul chazim 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 gul Now, how do I know? The kibud avayim k'tiv, the man yuchim yichol min tavlach. You have a good life, long life. Concerning the chazarim, it says, rodev tztaka v'chesed yimtza chayim tztaka v'chavod. Somebody who chases after tztaka and chesed will find a life with kavod. Vavat shalom, what does it say about Vavat shalom? Bakesh shalom rodfehu, and rodef, from the passage in Mishlan, passage in Tilim, hati rodef rodef, aktiv achamay shalom fehu, aktiv hatam rodef tzaka v'chesed. Good, so we know that you also have a long life for Havat Shalom. Talmud Torah aktiv, yuchayach v'yorachemecha. The Torah is your long life. So very good. All those four things mentioned in the Mishnah. There are psukim that support the idea that fulfilling those things gives you a long, good life. Alright? But, b'shiluach hakein namiktiv, man yitavlach rachtayimim, nininamiha. So why isn't shiluach hakein on the list? So the answer is Tana v'shir. Our first answer is the Tana left something out. Tani Tana, Elu Dvarim, Vata Mar Tana Mashiach, but it says Elu Dvarim, which is, this is the list. And you can say Tana Mashiach, that he left something off. So Rav Idi Asprali explained it to me. Imru Tzadik Ki Tov, Kifri Malayim Yochelu. The way that we're reading this pasuk is, you say about a Tzadik who is good. Kivirish Tzadik Tov, Yesh Tzadik Shino Tov. What, there's a good Tzadik and a bad Tzadik? If he's good to heaven and to other people, that's a tzaddik tov. If he's only good to heaven, but he's not so good with other people, and the idea is that all those other mitzvot are mitzvot that you do that benefit other people, and other people gain from it, and they're happy from it. So you're good to God, good to people. You could be a jerk, you could be an unpleasant person. If you're doing a mitzvah which is a ritualistic mitzvah, something between you and heaven, that's a tzaddik sheino tov. We have the same thing in the inverse. Oila Rasha Ra, Kigmoya Davia Yaselo. Woe to the evil Rasha. Chiesh Rasha Ra, Chiesh Rasha. Shaino Ra. You have an evil Rasha and a not so evil Rasha. Ala Rala Shaman Rala Briot, if he's mean to people and he's not good to God. Rasha Ra, Rala Shaman Veno Rala Briot, if he's not good to God but he's nice to people, then Zo Rasha Shaino Ra. So the sort of symmetrical piece. Now, hazchut, the merit that you have for mitzvot, yesh la keren v'yesh la perot. When it comes to benefit, the capital for the good deed you did, that stays in olam habat. And the perot, whatever benefit you got in this world, doesn't eat into it. Shenemar, imru tzadik kitov, and they quote the pasuk from Yeshayahu, that kifrim aleim yochelu, they eat the fruit of their own behavior, of their own good deeds. Aveira, but if you do something wrong, yesh la keren v'ein la perot. There is the bad deed, and you have to pay for that. But there is no perot. In other words, that's a one-time payment, and that's it. One punishment, whatever it may be. Shenemar, oil rasha ra, ki gmumay adav yasalo. What does the pasuk in Shayahu say? What he did will be paid back to him, but there's no issue of fruit, of consequences and byproducts. Ve'alamani mekayem, vayuchlu mipri darkam, otzetem yisba'u. That they eat from the fruit of their behavior. This is talking about Rishayim. The answer is Avirash, Osa Perot, Yeshta Perot. If you have a sin that creates fruit, meaning a sin that has byproducts, a slander, so the thing that spreads further. Famous story with the Chavetz Chaim, with the pillow. Things like that. Then indeed, you have Perot that you suffer. Shein Osa Perot, but it's a one-time act that's insular and doesn't affect further, and the Perot. Now, Machshava Tov, Mitzar Falamase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers intent to do something good like doing it. Shemar Azdim Bur Yireh Adonai Yishol Yehu Vakcheva Adonai Yishma Mikatev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav Yireh Adonai Ulo Choshvei Shmo. What is a Choshvei Shmo? Masi Afilu Chashav Adam Lasot Mitzvah. Even if you intend to do a mitzvah, but an Asfalo Asa, doesn't just mean you had good intention and you slept late. It means you had good intentions and you had every intention of doing it, and then something unforeseeable and uncontrollable got in the way and kept you from doing it. Malav Katuv Kilo Asa. The Hashem considers it as if you did it. When it comes to an intent to do something bad, and then you're unsuccessful in carrying out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not consider it that way. Shenemar, Avanim Ra'iti B'libi Lo Yishma Adonai. If I saw something in my heart, God won't hear it. Meaning, God doesn't consider it as if I did it just because I was thinking about it. Yirmiyahu says, I'm going to bring evil to these people, Hashem says. The fruit of their thoughts, which means they thought bad things. And they're going to get nailed. The answer is, Machshava Shosa Pri. If you have thoughts that then bear fruit, which meaning you act on them, Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for the Maisa. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not only am I going to punish you for what you did, but also for the plan. Kind of like the Rambam Shita about Lo Tachmod. Machshav She'ein Bapri, but if you think something and you don't act on it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for the Maisa. Then nothing happens, because you didn't do anything, and that bad thought didn't lead to anything. The pasuk that we already saw in Yechezkel, that Hashem is going to nail us for our thoughts. That's like Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is so significant that if you deny Avodah Zarah, it's like you accept the entire Torah. Avodah Zarah and Torah are opposites. Ulamar Kedravuna, he has a different piece. He says, you know what? It's not about thinking about Avodah Zarah. It's about the famous quote-unquote heter of Ravuna, Dam Ravuna. Hivan she'avar adam avera v'shana ba, if a person does a sin and then repeats it, hutralo, he's allowed to do it. Hutralo sagadai, don't you think so? And I say lo keter, it becomes like mutter, because he's no longer sensitive to it, he's not bothered by doing it, becomes accustomed to it. So therefore, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts nailing you for also for your thoughts, for the attitude that you have. Ravav mishum rabbi chanina, noach lo l'adam she'avar avera b'seter, better that a person should sin discreetly than to publicly defame God's name. Go worship your idols. If you don't want to listen to me, go worship your idols, but don't be machal Hashem Shemaim. If a person sees that he just cannot withstand the sin, go somewhere where nobody knows you. Wear black clothes. Cover yourself with black. And do whatever it is you want to do. But don't defame God's name publicly. You really have to commit a sin. Go far away. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows you're Jewish. Nobody knows you're a Talmid Chacham. Nobody knows you're a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And do whatever you need to do and come back. Is that really true? Somebody who does not worry about the honor of Hashem, it's better he shouldn't have been born. Mahi, the sugin chagiga. Rabbi Marzem is takel b'keshet. One opinion is that somebody who stares directly at the rainbow. That's somebody who sins privately, discreetly. Because that's if he says, God can't see me here. I won't do it publicly because I'm embarrassed in front of people, but God I'm not embarrassed in front of. If you can somehow subdue your Yetzirah, then you should do that. If not, then if you're going to sin, then at least do it discreetly. There's no credit when it's Chil Hashem. There's no negotiation. Whether you do it intentionally or not. What does that mean? We don't behave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a storekeeper, which means that he gives you credit, and then he at the end he makes you pay up. Says no, that Chilul Hashem is so weighty that if it's part of your half and half, it'll tip the scales in the negative. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan Liolam. Famous Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva. Person should always imagine himself to be exactly 50% zakai, 50% chayav. Asa mitzvah achat, ashrav, shorichriya atzmo lechav zchut. If he does one mitzvah, how happy he is, he's pushed himself over the middle ground, lechav zchut. Avar vera achat, oilo shorichriya atzmo lechav chuva. But if he does one avera, woe to him because he has now knocked himself over into the red, as it were. Shinamar v'chotei achad yovad tova harbe. One sin can destroy a lot of good. Meaning, b'shvil chetach yachidi shachata ovad mimenu tova tovot harbe. One sin, he could lose everything. As well, Shimon omer, l'fish ha'olam nidon acharubo v'yachidi nidon acharubo. Everything is judged by majority, the world and the individual. Sam mitzvah achad, if you do one mitzvah, ashrav shechriyat atzmo ved kol ha'olam akav zchut. And this is missing a piece, but you always have to imagine as if the world is also 50-50. So you do one good thing, not only you, but the entire world now are in the black. If you do one sin, not only have you taken yourself, but the whole world is now in the red. The same pasuk from Kohelet. Shimon Yochai Omer, afilu tzadik gamur kol yamav umarad ba'achrona. Even if you have a tzaddik, his whole life, and at the end he rebels, Ibedet HaRishonot, he loses all the earlier Zechuyot. Shenemar, Tzidkat HaTzadik Lo Tatzinenu Miyom Mipisho. His righteousness won't save him when he's bad. Filu Rasha Gamor Kol Yimav Asa Tshuva Bachrona. If you have somebody who's a Rasha his whole life, and then he does Tshuva, Ein Mazkirim Lo Shuv Risho. That's it, he never hears about it again. Shenemar, Rish'at HaRasha Lo Yikashel Ba Biyom Shuvo Risho. His evil will not even mention to him. He won't be tripped up by it when he does tshuva. This is asking now on the first guy, that tzaddik, who rebelled. Why don't we at least consider him half and half? Why are we saying let's forget all the good stuff he did? Rish Lakish b'toal rishon. Rish Lakish says that's talking about a guy who regrets all the good things he did. He doesn't just walk away from it. He regrets it. He says, what a waste of time. What a silly thing I did. I wish I'd never done it. Then he doesn't get any credit for that, and all we look at is where he is now, which is as a Rasha. Okay, we'll pause at this point. As you can see, we're very, very close to the end of the Perek, so we have a very short podcast coming up to complete the Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.